Those who think that the coming of Mashiach is, well, to quote the Gemara in Masechet Sanhedrin on page 51, Hilchasu l'Mashicha, it's like some kind of distant reality. We'll know long before Mashiach will come, we'll have plenty of time to prepare ourselves. But they're wrong. Mashiach can come literally in almost the blink of an eye. Consider this. The Gemara in Masechet Tainus discusses the concept of Kohanim drinking wine. Now, a Kohen is not permitted to serve in the Beis HaMikdash if he's intoxicated. And the Gemara says that a Kohen who knows his Mishmar, who knows which day he's supposed to serve in the Beis HaMikdash, can't drink wine that day. If you know which week you're supposed to serve in the Beis HaMikdash, you can't drink wine that week. And the Gemara concludes by saying that if a person doesn't know when his time to serve in the Beis HaMikdash might come, he should never drink wine. In fact, the Gemara finishes by saying, Rebbe says, Ani Oser Lishtas Yayin Lo'ilam. I would say, he can't drink wine altogether. Avoma Esa, what should I do? Shetakanosei kalkalosei. That this tikkun, or this injunction, would actually become overwhelming. And instead of fixing things, it would break them. As such, he says, in the end, a person can drink wine because nobody really knows at what time they might be called upon. Now the Rambam, in the beginning of the laws of Bias HaMikdash coming into the Beis HaMikdash, he speaks about this. And he actually frames it in halachic terms. And he figures that the meaning of takanosei kalkalosei is that until Mashiach will come, and until we'll find out which Beis Av, when you're supposed to serve in the Beis HaMikdash, that's going to take time. The Ravid disputes this. The Ravid says, what's the big deal? Mashiach will come, and boom, we'll know exactly when you're serving the Beis HaMikdash. Now, the Shulchan Aruch tells us that in order for a person to have the effects of wine wear off, there's two things that can work. One is a little bit of sleep, and the other is taking a walk, the distance of a mil. How far is a mil, and how much time does that take? Well, we have two opinions, a number of opinions. The lowest opinion is 18 minutes. The highest opinion is 24 minutes. And that means, says the Rebbe, that from a nigla, legal perspective, it is possible for Mashiach to come, rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, and a Kohen should be ready to step into the Avodah in 23 minutes and 59 seconds. This is real. Mashiach can come literally in the blink of an eye, and hopefully, very, very soon, and in our time, we will see that incredible reality unfold before our eyes.